really hard to plan. So God has all these great intentions, all these great objectives, all these great purposes, but is severely limited because he can't know the future, doesn't have knowledge of events that haven't come to pass yet, and so he can only coordinate these things after they happened. It's kind of a mop-up operation. He has no more control of the future than you do or I do, and he's always reacting just the way we react. The future is not known to him, and therefore the future is not planned by him. In fact, the future is known to nobody, and it is only planned as it unfolds by the millions of contingent actions of the multiple millions of people who act. So God is not the one worthy of supreme honor. He is not the one who is supremely and absolutely powerful. He is not the one who has all knowledge of all things past, all things present, and all things future and how they all fit together. We can't let him be that kind of God because then he would be responsible for what happens. He's also lacking in wisdom. What we hear is that he loves everybody unconditionally, wants everybody to be saved, but couldn't figure out a plan to make that happen. He wants everybody even to be healed. And frankly, if he wanted everybody to be healed, it wasn't very wise to make that healing dependent upon the faith of the people. If he really wanted everybody to be healed, why didn't he just heal everybody? Seems like an unwise plan, if that's what you really want. He also wants everybody to be wealthy. He wants everybody to be healthy, and he wants everybody to be successful and prosperous, but he really devised a rather inept plan to get that done because he made it dependent upon us. It's a poor plan, which reflects a lack of wisdom. And the popular God also lacks in holiness. He really does not believe that the wages of sin is eternal death and punishment and everlasting hell. He loves everybody unconditionally. He treats everybody with unconditional pity, and he would never send good people to hell. So his sense of justice is limited. His sense of righteousness is limited, and therefore his holiness is limited. He's also lacking in authority. He's not really sovereign over all people, all creation, all events, and all experiences. He would like to be, and guess what? He claims to be in the Bible, but it's really just an empty boast. Yeah, when he says that he's in control of everything, all his purposes will stand and nobody can thwart them, that's just an empty boast on his part. He really is not in control. Whatever authority he does have, whatever prerogatives he does exercise, whatever choices he does make, whatever rights he does possess, are in the end subordinated to the authority.